Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee about real money moves. Today I'm fired up to walk you through Keel Infrastructure Corp, ticker Keel, on NASDAQ, because this digital infrastructure and energy play for AI data centers has some serious momentum mixed with real risks worth unpacking. Keel has been building out data centers and energy assets across North America since 2017, positioning itself right in the middle of the exploding demand for AI computing power. With a market cap sitting around $2.43 billion and shares trading near 4.3U, the stock has caught attention from growth investors, but also faced pressure lately after a tough earnings print. The company is led by CEO Benjamin J. Gagnon, and employs about 170 people, focusing on owning and developing infrastructure that supports heavy computing workloads. Headquartered in New York, Keel stands out because it combines energy services with digital real estate, giving it a unique angle in a sector where power availability is becoming the real bottleneck for AI expansion. Revenue has climbed steadily, hitting $229 million for fiscal 2025 after $193 million the prior year. Breaking it down, energy services contributed roughly $80 million last year, while geographic exposure shows meaningful activity in Paraguay and Argentina alongside North American projects. That diversification helps, but gross profit margins have stayed under pressure, flipping negative in recent periods as expansion costs ramp up. On the earnings front, things got messy in the latest quarter. Keel posted a double miss that sent shares lower, with net losses widening to $285 million for the full year and EPS at negative 52 cents. EBITDA also stayed deeply negative, reflecting heavy investments in facilities and infrastructure that haven't yet translated into operating profits. Still, top-line growth remains intact, which is the key story long-term investors are watching. Management commentary from the Q1 call highlighted progress on lease signings and development timelines in high-demand markets, with emphasis on securing power contracts early to lock in attractive economics for future AI tenants. They pointed to a growing pipeline of projects and stressed that the current losses are largely tied to ramp-up spending rather than operational shortfalls. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets have grown to $1.3 billion, with cash reserves building nicely to $573 million after a big financing round. Debt to equity sits at about 1.22, which is manageable for this stage, and the current ratio above 5 gives plenty of liquidity runway. Free cash flow remains negative at around $327 million due to ongoing capital expenditures, but that spending is exactly what's funding the growth pipeline. From a valuation standpoint, the price-to-sales ratio near 9.8 reflects high expectations for future revenue expansion, while the forward price levels hovering around 3.29 suggest the market is pricing in meaningful improvement ahead. Enterprise value comes in near $2.36 billion, and with no dividend yield currently, this is a pure growth story where execution on new data center leases will drive the next re-rating. Strengths include robust revenue growth and a strategic position in the AI infrastructure boom, plus a strong cash position from recent raises. Weaknesses center on persistent negative margins and free cash flow burns as the company scales. Opportunities lie in expanding data center capacity amid surging AI demand, while threats include execution delays, rising interest costs, and competition from bigger players with deeper pockets. Over the past year, the stock has shown high volatility with a beta near 3.9, meaning big swings tied to both sector sentiment and company-specific news. Short-term moves have been choppy after the earnings miss, but longer-term charts reveal the kind of consolidation that often precedes breakout attempts if project milestones start hitting. When we think about intrinsic value here, the forward pricing around 3.29 combined with revenue trajectory points to a scenario where successful lease ramp-up could support a higher valuation multiple over the next few years. Discounting future cash flows from the expanding asset base suggests the current price leaves room if management delivers on development timelines. The takeaway is that Keel looks undervalued relative to its growth runway, provided the AI infrastructure thesis plays out, though near-term profitability remains a hurdle investors must tolerate. Wrapping this up, Keel Infrastructure offers a high conviction bet on the digital build-out of the next decade, but it comes with the classic growth stock risks of cash burn and execution. If you're adding this to a portfolio, size it appropriately and keep an eye on upcoming project announcements. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.